Well, look at that. It's Friday, the end of the week. We are live today. It is take two with Jerry and Debbie and you are going to shine. You are going to come through in a big way today here on the program because we want to ask you, we want to hear from you. Here's the deal. Is there someone in your life that you love? Anybody? Do you love somebody?
Yes.
Tell us something. Tell us something you love about someone you love. I mean, this is an opportunity for people to call in and say, my wife is just the best because she does this or that or the other thing. Could be a child. It could be a parent. It could be a coworker. Could be someone you don't even know that well.
Yeah.
But if there's somebody that you love, tell us something why you love that person. Very easy.
What a great show today, and what a great way to go into the weekend. So you can't get started with your weekend yet. You got to call us first and tell us something you love about someone you love. Okay, so tell us something special about them that you just admire them so very much. You think they're the coolest person because of this certain trait or characteristic, and we want to hear it. We want to hear the story. You got to keep them kind of short, but please, if you're listening right now, you're part of the Take Two family. We'd love for you to call in. Vanessa is standing by, ready, willing, and able to answer your call before we go into the weekend. Come on, it's Friday, guys. Let's all celebrate together. We made it through another week, and now let's really celebrate the people we love. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
I think it's possible to go through life sort of subconsciously knowing, Debbie, in our minds and in our hearts, yeah, of course I love my spouse, of course I love so-and-so, but not really making it an intentional thought or really kind of following through and seeing what that love of that person means. And there are reasons why we love them. And so we're asking you to take two family, choose someone in your life whom you love and tell us something about them that you love. It is very, very, I'll even go first right now. I could spend the whole show, Debbie, you probably could too, doing the ones that we love. But I'm gonna give out a shout out of love to my home pastor in California, Father Paul Smith. I absolutely love him. He is having real major health problems. He had the brain tumor many years ago. He was doing okay for a while, and then neurological issues started getting to his walking and now his hands. And he is going to one day, not too long from now, I fear, not be able to celebrate Mass even. And for a priest, that's, you might as well just put him on the cross or something to not be able to say Mass. So I love Father Paul, and what do I love about him? I love his disposition. He is so positive, upbeat. Sure. He says, I'm on borrowed time as it is. So I really love him. And that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons I love him. Anyway, I'm doing all the talking today. Sorry.
No. That's wonderful. I'm glad you are, because it's making me think of the people that I really admire, respect, and love. You know, I have to mention, I don't mention Marty enough, my husband. He is amazing. Something that I absolutely love about him is he is so innocent. And what I mean by that is he's so genuine. He's so pure. And what you see is what you get. My husband is exactly the same way that he is in public, that he is at home, which I love. So there's no changing of personalities. There's no social mask. He is the same exact person. He doesn't know how to be anything different. I love that about him. He's very genuine. And it's very refreshing, because I think sometimes we live in a world where people have the personality, and then they have their real personality, and that's very confusing at times, and sometimes it's quite frustrating. But it's not with my husband Marty. So if Marty, if you're listening, kudos to you for your personality.
Well, there you go, folks. Debbie and I have gone first here today. Now it's your show. Take it away. It is Friday. It's the Feast of St. Benedict, the great saint, one that's popular with so many of us. And the show topic could not be easier for you, Take Two family. Here it is. Tell us something you love about someone you love. All right. And there are probably a lot of people you love that you'd like to give shout outs to here on the program today. But again, as Debbie said, for the sake of time, we want to keep it somewhat brief. But tell us about somebody that you love and what makes you love them in a very special way. People are different. We have different reasons for loving different people. But we want to hear who that special person that you want to honor today on a global scale. 833 888-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Again, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We do need you to weigh in, though, before you start the weekend. And we need you to call this number. Vanessa's ready to go. We've got open phone lines for you. You can get right in. We're going to hit the pause button in just a couple minutes. When we come back, we're going right to the phones to hear your stories of what you love about the people you love. And I think that is wonderful. So please, let's really let this broadcast, this episode shine. Okay. It's, you know, there's enough negativity in the world. Let's really shine the positive aspects of people and let give glory to God because of that. So here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. Please call 833-288-3986. And Jerry, we have a great show team. Michael McCall's at the controls. He does a great job. Rich is on social media. Jerry, we're waving to everybody. Get your chats going. Drop it in the chats right now of the people you love and why you love them. You know, I can tell you this, Jerry, and I think I can speak on your behalf. Jerry and I love the hearts of the Take-Two family. Right, Jerry?
You got that right. You got that right. No, and for it, the reason is different for each member of the Take-Two family. You know, you bring the love, you bring the positivity, the excitement, you bring the tears sometimes, you bring the ups, the downs. This radio program has taught us and the show team to love you all so very, very dearly. So please know that that is absolutely true, what Debbie just said. And so we want to hear from you as well about somebody special. Maybe you're thinking about it right now and you've got like a list of 10 and you've got them all written on a piece of paper and you're scratching one off. And then, no, I'm going to maybe make you said about that person. Just try and boil it down to one. You can use a couple if you want. But we have a lot of people that are going to want to participate in this beautiful exercise today. Our topic is tell us something about someone you love. Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Just a couple open phone lines, and there's one for you. If you feel prompted by the Spirit and you feel that love in your heart and you want to share it with the world about that person you love, now is the time to do it. Don't hesitate. Don't wait till the end of the show. You're going to regret it. So call in now at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be right back.
Isn't it great when you get to think of someone you love and then tell somebody else about that person and why you love them? Maybe you're out with a coworker sometime and you just say, you know, I just love my wife or I love my husband because this is what I love about him or her. Well, now you've got not only your coworker at lunch listening to you, but you got the whole Take-Two family around the world hearing what it is that you love about someone you love. So let us, it could be anybody. We're not setting parameters on this. It could be your dog for that matter. 833-288-EWTN. I love my dog. 833-288-3986. We'll get right to your calls here momentarily. Before that, I just have to tell you real quickly, July 2025, this month, a new book from EWTN Publishing. It's called I Will Come to You, A Story of Adoption and the Relentless Love of God. Journey with Jamie Mackler through her experiences of understanding adoption and then her personal journey to Russia to find and bring home the son that God had chosen for her. Again, the book is called I Will Come to You, A Story of Adoption and the Relentless Love of God. Available now by Catholic. Shop EWTNRC.com.
Okay, there's an open phone line for you if you'd like to share something special about that person you love. It can be a pastor, a neighbor, a friend, coworker. Like Jerry said, your pet. Sometimes pets seem like they're family, right? And that's a wonderful thing. I know Duke's a good boy. Jerry has this little dog named Duke, and Duke has been on set the whole entire week, and he wants. You know what, Jerry? I'm going to speak for Duke. Duke would say you're a nice fella.
Oh, how nice of him. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Deb. I mean, Duke.
But you know, our pets do love us unconditionally, right? So that's a beautiful thing. So if you have something to say about someone you love, and just make it special, make it positive and wonderful, and let it be really affirming, so that we can all kind of jump on that same vein and really be grateful to God for the beauty that people bring into this world. Please, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We're going to keep inviting you the whole entire hour if you're not Catholic. So call in. You're part of the family at 833-288-3986. And Jerry, our first time caller just outside of Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock is Maura. Maura's going to be first to start this wonderful episode of Take Two. Hi, Maura. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. It was a great topic. I just want to give a shout out to our pastor, Father John Carlin, at St. Charles. He's been there for over 40 years, and he just retired. And we're going to miss him greatly. And he went to another parish not too far away with Father Bob Steck. He was begging him to come. And these are the two most godly, compassionate men that I know. They just will do anything for God, and they're so helpful when you need to talk to someone. And I just love them both.
Well, Maura, you just said some of the things that cause you to love this pastor of yours. Since I was going to ask you that question, could you give us maybe one or two things? But you did mention a couple of them. But are there any one or two other things, you know, like his homilies really draw you closer to God, or he's gentle in confession, or what are a couple other things about this pastor that you and so many others love him so much for?
Well, years ago, when my oldest brother died, he was raised Catholic, but he was evangelical. But my mom wanted to have a mass for him here. He lived down in Southern Ohio. And we went in to talk to Father, and he said, of course. He said, but first, I want you to tell me about your brother. Tell me about him. And that just meant so much to us. And then he had the mass for my brother.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that says a lot. Very selfless heart on the part of that pastor. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful way to address the family in a moment like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Maura, yeah. I put Father in the prayer book. So just so you know, yeah, I brought the prayer book out for today. And thank you so much for starting this beautiful episode of Take Two, where we're honoring other people. I mean, these are the positive things we need to do as Christians. So we build each other up, and that's building up the body of Christ. And you just did that today, Maura. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having this talk. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great weekend. Okay. This is the day, Jerry, for first time callers. Listen to this. We got three in a row. This is amazing. Randy's up next. First time caller from Dallas, Texas, listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Randy. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi, go right ahead.
How you doing? I just love my wife because she's been faithful and generous to me beyond belief for 55 years. And she has supported me in ministry and given her life to our marriage.
Oh, I love that. Do you feel comfortable, Randy, giving us your wife's first name? I brought the prayer book out.
Lois.
I'm sorry? Lois? Okay.
Yes.
I've got her. So she supported you in your work, and you just love her. You started off saying, I just love my wife. Tell us, and I know she's very supportive of you, so you feel that love. Tell us something about her personality so we can get to know her better.
Hold on. Sorry. Your voice went away for a second. When I first met her, of course, as a young man, I was all enthralled with her physically. I liked what I saw. Mm-hmm. But as we went through our lives, she became more beautiful in a wonderful way. And one of the things that I just loved about her was she had this marvelous spirit of naivety about life, which which kept her away from cynicism, mm-hmm. and made her just a wonderful woman.
Beautiful.
Now, as we've gotten older, we've had our challenges physically, and right now she's bearing with a lot of that, but bearing it in a wonderful way.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will definitely, as Debbie said, Randy, have you both in the prayer book. And the way you describe Lois there, just being somewhat naive, or another way to put it is like more innocent, or there's just no duplicity, no guile, just everything is just the way it should, the way you see it is the way it should be. And she, like you said, avoided that cynicism that we can all fall into so easily in today's world. What a beautiful, beautiful bride the God gave you, Randy. You've already mentioned that here on the air, but I thought I'd echo that for you.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Randy. It's so wonderful when spouses call up and they really share how much they appreciate their wives, their husbands. You know, it is so important to build up the sacrament of matrimony. Way to go, Randy. You scored a big one today. That was awesome. Home run. Thank you. Okay, Christine from Harvard, Illinois actually got in right before Carol. Carol, hold on. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get to Christine from Harvard, Illinois on Covenant Radio. Hello, Christine. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. You go right ahead. Who do you want to let shine today?
I would like to let my husband shine, because he, just when you least expect it, he always comes through. And he was a drill sergeant, he's an electrical engineer, so he's kind of a stiff-hearted, you know, man, you know what I mean? He's all man. And but when, you know, like when my father was passing, he stayed by his side until, you know, so I could get some rest until his last breath, along with bringing our bulldog up to visit my father also. And then if I don't feel good, he'll show up with macaroni and cheese. And it's not an everyday thing. It's just when you least expect it. And I find that the most magical thing, you know, because it's not an everyday thing, and you can't do that every day. And that's just what I find so special.
Mm. Wow. Powerful. Your heart shines. That's the beauty of it. And I think this is, you know, we need more of these stories, because I think we live in a world that is so critical of everyone and everything, right? And it's fast to criticize, but you just shared from your heart, which is amazing. There's not much more you can say. It's God. It's so beautiful, because it's coming directly from your heart. So you just have to imagine that God is pleased with that, Christine. Wow. What do you say, Jer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love you guys. And I think when people listen to you, it just inspires people to dig deep and think about things like this.
Thank you, Christine. That's so beautiful. My only comment onto what Debbie added and what you said, Christine, would be the fact that the world needs more men like this, because so many times a lot of us, I will include myself in this, unfortunately, too many times, I don't think, what does the other person need first? What does the other person need right now? What can I do to make somebody else's situation better? I try hard to do that. I fall so short, but it sounds like your husband was exactly that type of man. He just sort of had this constant, instinct, if you will, to always be looking to see what other people needed in a given situation and then do it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's holiness, you know, when you say
things like that, or, you know, me and Tana pick just a flower where probably he should and bring it home. You know what I mean? I mean, just the basics. And, those mean so much more than going to, say, a flower store and buying a dozen roses. It's those little things that just, you know, are amazing.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, you're amazing, Christine, because you are just such a beautiful soul. I just have to tell you that.
Okay.
you folks. You really are uplifting.
Thank you, Christine. We appreciate that more than you know. And you are uplifting. You're very uplifting as well, the entire Take-Two family. So thank you, Christine. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. This is our Friday version of Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And the show is always your show, but today most especially, because we're just putting the question out there. Can you tell us something about someone you love and why that they're so special, why you love them? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If you're on the line, hang on, we'll get to you. Just got a lot of folks here who have gotten in so far, including Carol, the other first-time caller Debbie mentioned in Ohio, listening on Holy Family Radio today. Hi, Carol. Welcome to our conversation. Hello, Carol. Are you there?
Okay. Hey, Carol. We'll are you? Yeah, is Carol with us? I heard somebody. Carol, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I thought I heard you. Okay, good. You're a first-time caller, so we want to give you ample time to share your story. Carol?
Go right ahead, Carol.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let me turn off the AC.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. And turn off the radio too, because we just want to talk with you. So that would be great. And we'd love to hear your story. You're going to actually, I believe you're going to talk about your brother-in-law. And so this is a powerful story and we definitely want to hear it.
My brother-in-law passed away about 8-9 months ago. And before he passed away, this was pretty major. He became Catholic on his deathbed, which was a miracle to me because he was not the best person. You know, sometimes there were a lot of problems. And they had 6 children. And, you know, my sister was just, you know, very numb because they had so much to do before they had the service for him in Southern California. And I told her, I said, I'm coming from Ohio. I'll be there. If I tell you I'm coming, I'm coming. And I was strong. I didn't cry through the whole service. I was just amazed that he became Catholic and they did mention it at the Mass. And he was buried at a military cemetery because he was a paratrooper. And I had the idea of getting pictures to put on a poster. And my younger sister was a graphic artist, so she designed it so pretty. I mean, it was beautiful. It wasn't anything very expensive, but it was just the thought. So everyone, you know, my sister's sister-in-law brought pictures from her family, and then I had pictures, and then my sister had pictures. So it worked out perfectly. But the main point was my sister and I became closer, and my sister-in-law became closer with my 2 younger sisters and myself. And that meant the world to me because my brother is, you know, he's in heaven. He had passed away in 2011, I believe. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's like a miracle because we met for Mother's Day 3 years ago, and then we did it for another couple of years. And it was just nice, you know, because we had fun and we talked and we just had a blast, you know. And it was,
Carol,
it was amazing.
Carol, can you hold just for a second? This is a beautiful story that's unfolding. We have a break here, and I know you have a little bit more to say, and I have some insights that came to me about this, and Debbie might as well. Mm-hmm. You're sharing just a beautiful, amazing story. So if you can, please hold just for a moment, and we'll get right back to Carol in Ohio on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Well, I don't know about you, the Take-Two family, but I know the Take-Two show team, Debbie and myself, and today it's Vanessa, Michael, and Rich. We are inspired by what you share on the show every day, and especially so today. Our topic or question is, tell us something about someone you love. What is it that really you identify in them and you say, wow, I just love that about this person. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Carol in Ohio, a first-time caller, you were sharing your story about losing your brother and how he became Catholic before he passed away. And you made the comment, Carol, and I'd be curious if you don't mind sharing, was he baptized in any other Christian tradition before he became Catholic at the end of his life? Do you know?
No, I don't believe he was. He probably went to church as a child, I believe, but I'm not sure on that.
Because this was her brother-in-law. Her brother-in-law, yeah.
My brother-in-law.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No,
the reason that I ask is because, you know, you also made the comment, you know, he was a nice guy, but, you know, things weren't always great with him and this and that. And I'm just thinking, you know, God is a God of such great mercy and love and tenderness and gentleness. And if he had never been baptized before in any, proper way, like in the Trinitarian formula, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then when he was baptized and received the sacraments prior to his death, anything, any wrong, any mistake, any sin he had ever been committed was completely wiped away at that point near the end of his life. Mm-hmm. And that I just love about our God, if I can throw that in there. That's something I love about our God, is how beautifully generous and gentle that he is on us. So I just wanted to mention that there, Debbie. I know you'd like to get to... His name.
Yeah. And Carol, I would love to get your brother-in-law's first name if you feel comfortable. I have the prayer book out, or any other names of your family members you want to add to the prayer book.
His name was Paul.
Okay. Perfect.
Do you need a last name or not?
No. Just first name. Is we just like first names because we pray specifically with first names. So just first names. Okay. Yeah. And we got Paul. Yeah, go ahead.
Paul, and then my sister Dorothy, and my sister Bernadette, and my sister-in-law Karen.
Okay. And I got Carol, so we got you in there too.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for sharing your family with us. We really appreciate it. Call us again, okay?
God bless you.
Thank you, you too.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Good show. Great conversation. David has been holding very patiently. He's in Connecticut, and he is listening to the program this morning on this Friday edition of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, David. Welcome.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Debbie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, you know, the call screener asked me who I love, and I said my mom. I have a story about that, but I have to amend that. It's actually the women in my life, because... for 30 years, I didn't speak to my mother. It was a lot of frustration, a lot of, I'd say, just resentment and hard feelings from upbringing. But I found out that my mother prayed for me every day for those 30 years. She prayed the rosary. Mm. So I just want to, and my wife, I love her to death. I absolutely do. She never forced me, but she always encouraged me to try to reconnect with my mother. And mm-hmm. I'd have to say the situations in my life kind of brought me to my knees and made me humble myself and get rid of that pride that I had been holding on to. Mm-hmm. And I called my mother. We met. We had dinner a couple of times. And I thank my wife for bringing me back to the Catholic faith. I thank my mother for praying for me all those years.
I have to go first. David, I have to tell you something. I don't know how often you listen to Take Two, but every year, once a year during Parental Alienation Day, we talk about being estranged from family members, being torn apart, not talking to family members, no contact. We have a lot of listeners to Take Two that are listening right now, David, that I know are just filling up with tears because they have been praying for this exact kind of reunion with their children that you just shared. So if there's anything else you can share for these moms and dads out there right now and adult children that are thinking to themselves, how do I do this? Should I do this? What should I do? Who should make the first contact? How do I approach it? David, share your wisdom, because I'm telling you right now, there's thousands, including myself, David, that are listening to they want to hear your story of how you got back together with your mom. And how did your mom receive you when you made that call? Could you tell us just a little bit more?
I met her on her front porch. I told her I'd be coming up after work. She lives in Massachusetts. I live in Connecticut. So I went up after work, and I met her on her front porch. She saw me pull into her driveway, and she met me on her front porch. She threw her arms around me, gave me a big hug and a kiss, and just said, "I have been praying the rosary for you ever since the last time I saw you." And I reached in and pulled out my Knights of Columbus rosaries and said, "Hell, you must have wore those out by now. So here, take these." And so to be quite honest with you, St. Augustine and St. Monica, they got nothing on me and my mom. I mean, my mom's a prayer warrior. My wife's a prayer warrior. She's the one that brought me back into the faith. And don't give up. That's my only thing that I can say, is don't give up. Yes, it's hard. But we are, like Jerry, you were talking about a little bit earlier, about what you can do for somebody else. Continue to pray. That's the only thing I got for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow. David, you helped a lot of souls today. You helped a lot, and you're an inspiration. And you're right. Those women in your life, your mom, your wife, you are very blessed. They are strong, prayerful women. If you feel comfortable, you can give us their first names. I'm putting everybody in the book. I put David, his mom, his wife in the book. You tell us what names you want, first names you want to give.
Well, my mom is Judy, mm-hmm. and my wife is Lori.
Beautiful. Well, Judy and Lori, if you're listening, you are powerful women and you have made an impact. And look at this, David. The family is back together. How beautiful is that? And that's the way God would want it. I am just a mess with tears. I'm trying to hold them back to finish the show. But I got to tell you, David, I hope you take this the right way. I'm so proud of you that you did that. You have no idea, as a mother and a grandmother, I am so proud of you that you did that. You made that step and you connected with your mom. And I'm so proud of your mom that she was praying for you every day.
Well, one thing I think listeners that are being stubborn should keep in mind, like, my mom is beginning to lose her cognitive functions. Aww. She's getting very, very forgetful. So you don't have forever in this life. So today is the day.
Yeah.
Put your Amen. Pride aside and do what you got to do. You got to go through the fire, you know?
Yeah. Well, David, as you know, we say it all the time on the show, what you, the Take Two family, share is going to have an impact on other people. And Debbie and David and the others, I can just, in my heart, in my spirit, I'm kind of scanning the United States and the world right now, and I'm seeing men and women who are being, you know, those tears are coming to their eyes, Debbie, and they're being brought to their knees, and they're resolving to do their part to restore these, you know, parent-child relationships. Maybe mm-hmm. it's couples who are estranged. Maybe it's parents with children. I just see it happening all over the place. This is how God works, David. What you just did on this show, and it might have taken a dose of courage. I don't know how comfortable you were doing this, but you did it magnificently, sir. And I just really think that it's going to have an impact that you'll find out, David, someday in heaven, you know, with the men and women who come up to you saying, you know what, you know, it was through what you said on that radio show that really helped to, you know, straighten out a situation in my own life. So,
yeah. I agree, David. You did God's work today. You really helped a lot of souls. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you too.
Yes.
God bless.
Wow. Jerry, that was so powerful. Jerry, you know, we get the emails every day of families that are torn apart. They're not speaking to each other. Parents aren't seeing their kids and grandkids. What David shared today gives all of us so much hope.
Not only so much hope, but it really thwarts the devil's plan, because the devil wants families to be disunified, torn apart, at each other's throats. And when we make the effort with the help of God's grace and the Holy Spirit and our guardian angels and the yep. saints and angels in heaven, when we make the efforts to undo the damage that's been done or to stop short of doing anything that we would regret and that God would not be pleased with, we are basically, in a sense, sort of cutting the tail of the devil off, you know, yep. and really thwarting what he really desperately wants to try to do. So keep this in mind, Take Two Family. We have power over the devil even when we don't give in to these things.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Wow. This is why I love this show and how we get together as the Take Two Family. We are sharing and growing, and this is how the mystical body of Christ works. So let's go to Houston, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. That's where Wayne Ling is listening and wants to share her story. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I love sure. my mom because she a lot of endurance and sacrifice for our family. And I thank you for the previous person call. I guess I'm tearful because my brother left our family for 15 years, and my mom and I keep on praying. We're still praying, and he have returned yet. Mm. But I love my mom. I love my mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I have to tell you something, Wayne Ling. I have to tell you and Jerry this, because we, you know, your mom, you're sharing how much you love your mom. You're welling up in tears and with emotion. Jerry lost his mom a few years back. My mom passed a few years back. You know, once our moms start to go and meet the Lord, and then, you know, and our dads pass and meet the Lord, it's a strange feeling. You just want that one more phone call or one more hug or one more I love you or one more I'm praying for you or just one more, because it is definitely, you feel that. And when our moms are with us, it is such a great time to share how much we love and appreciate them. And I would just encourage everyone listening, don't wait till your parents pass. Please don't, because once they pass, it's you know, yeah, you can say the prayers, and I'm sure all of heaven is listening. But when your parents are alive and walking this earth, now is the time to grab them, hug them, thank them, appreciate them, because they're very, very special. And they have almost all parents have a tendency to sacrifice, and that's a beautiful thing. What do you say, Jer?
No, I say absolutely, and it's especially important because, as was mentioned before here a couple of minutes ago, you know, when our elderly parents or friends, grandparents, whatever, when their cognitive skills, you know, like David was mentioning, when cognitive skills start to go, these opportunities for, say, reconciliation or to, you know, work out a situation so that it's left behind, it's no longer, you know, an issue between family members, those mm-hmm. opportunities are going to be fewer and further between.
That's right.
And the fact that there may come to a point where, you know, your loved one may not even recognize you, which I have not had that experience in my life, but I know it has to be one of the most painful things that you could ever experience, is going, say, to a parent and you're talking to them and they say, well, who are you? Mm-hmm. You know, or so, yeah, David was very right. And, you know, good advice for Wayne Ling. You know, time is short. Time is always short. We need to really ask the Holy Spirit to give us the opportunities, mm-hmm. open those windows, open those doors to right. you know, repair these relationships in the best way that we can.
Absolutely. And Wayne Ling, I just want you to know, we'll put your brother in the book. So we'll pray for your brother as well. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Do you want to give us your mom's first name?
My mom's first name spell is X-I-N-H.
Got it. Okay. Beautiful. Well, you're a beautiful daughter. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. Yes, thank you for gracing this conversation today. Thank you. Wow, I love the Take Two family. Robert, hang on. Don't go anywhere. You're going to be next. Jerry, I want to just share with our Take Two family the wisdom of Father Groeschel. It's Saturday morning, 1 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. From the EWTN archives, the timeless wisdom of Father Benedict Groeschel blesses our listeners every week, and discover the life and legacy of Father Benedict Groeschel with CDs, DVDs, and books from the EWTN Religious Catalog. Visit EWTNRC.com today.
All right, very good. As promised, we're going to go to Robert, who is in Victorville, California. I know it well. Robert, thank you for holding on the line there, and welcome to Take Two.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So what would you like to share about someone you love?
I'd like to share about my wife, Susan. It was her birthday yesterday, so she's been on my mind a lot recently. Unfortunately, she passed, 24 years ago, mm-hmm. fairly early in our marriage. She was 42. Mm-hmm. We had 7 kids.
Wow.
And they were all at home when she passed, unfortunately. But other than her birthday, once a year, I try to have a little reunion with my kids and their families. And we had one a week ago. And I had five out of my 7 kids and their spouses and their children came. And we had just a wonderful experience. And what I really noticed was the way my children related to their spouses in very nurturing, loving way. And I just felt that I'm reaping the benefits of my wife's mothering. Mm-hmm. And kind of just want to give her a shout out.
Yeah. But Robert, you and Susan, you did that together. Okay? You did that together. You brought the best of you. She brought the best of herself into your family. And you're right. Your legacy lives on. Her legacy lives on. You are spot on everything you're saying. But the beauty of it is you're celebrating it on this side of the veil. She's celebrating it on the other side. So you're all celebrating what you both did together with your beautiful family. Robert, I just feel it because you have a big family. Is there one of your children or a few of your children, do they resemble Susan?
Oh, yeah. I have, my youngest just had her first baby. And she not only looks like my wife, but the way she takes care of her baby.
Spot on. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's the legacy. The legacy lives on. Life goes on. It's still, your Susan is alive in Christ. Your Susan is, you know this, you know, and it's so beautiful. So, you shared about your beautiful family. Something personal about her personality. Tell us one thing. We want to get to know her just a little bit better.
I think she... I'm at the age that I lived through the late 60s, early 70s. All that was going on then. And she was the first person that I met that was had true unconditional love.
Mm. Wow.
And she loved me for who I was and not for anything I did. Good, bad, and ugly. So she was just a very gentle soul, very caring and loving.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Robert, the way you just described God, basically,
mm-hmm.
because God loves unconditionally, you know, without anything from us. And, you know, so many of us, we will love unconditionally, and so far too many of us think we have to earn God's love. And I just like to ask people the question, you know, how old was your child when you first started loving them? And then they see the folly of the question of thinking they are not loved by God unconditionally from the first moment of their life. So it sounds like your wife was an amazing, beautiful person. You know, there's billions of people who have walked the face of this earth, Robert, and one for you, you know, Debbie, God gave Robert one, and it was a beautiful, lovely lady, and has really obviously has an impact on Robert almost even to this day, 24 years later after passing away.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was Susan's birthday yesterday, 24 years ago. She went home to meet the Lord, but Robert and Susan created a really beautiful, big family. And wow, you know, it's amazing when we can celebrate life, we celebrate love, we celebrate each other. It's a good thing. You know, I know some people will say, well, there's a lot of bad in the world. There's a lot of negative in the world. You know, we can't avoid that. But, you know, that's easy to pick out. That's really easy to it's easy to find the things that are going wrong. It's easy to share that with somebody else. Oh, let me tell you about this. Let me tell you what's happening here. But when we really and truly build each other up, Jerry, I feel this so strongly. And the older I get, I feel it even more every single day that I live in this world. I will tell you that we need more affirmations. We need more love. We need more caring, more nurturing, more praise, and not in a boastful way, but in a way that's going to lift each other up so we can be the best that we can be to really glorify God in this world. What do you say, Jer?
I say exactly that. You're absolutely right. And I think for us to be able to do that, we need to change. We need new eyes. You know, mm-hmm. we need to see through not just the fleshly eyes that the Lord created us with, but we need to see through spiritual eyes, through eyes of love, eyes of generosity, eyes of caring, eyes of putting other people first before ourselves. And we live in a world right now, as you were describing it, Debbie, where that is in such short supply. And I really don't know what the answer to that is, other than just really getting back to God and asking God, please help me to love the way you do. Because if we can love the way God does, how different would this world be? And our relationships, we would see so fewer problems and, you know, breaking up the family and, you know, mm-hmm. marital relationships going awry and so forth.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm sure that our listeners could probably hear we're getting a lot of messages coming in, and a lot of folks want to share their stories and the people that they love. You can always email us, okay? take2@ewtn.com. You can drop it in the chats. We pick it up there for the prayer book. We also keep the conversation going on YouTube and Facebook. Facebook is Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Please like us there. Please also find me personally, Debbie Giorgiani, and follow me there. I try to post some spiritual nuggets that can really help you on your daily walk. And that's mainly what I use Facebook for. So if you want to go deeper spiritually, that's wonderful. Also, Jerry, if I may say this, tomorrow, I mean, I know we're going to tell everyone to have a beautiful and blessed weekend, but tomorrow we have a live call-in show tomorrow called The Spirit World with Adam Bly. And Adam and I, we have our open forum, Jerry, for July. And so we take everybody's calls on angels and demons and everything in between. And that's 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. It's produced out of the Guadalupe Radio Network, heard all over the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And it's a great way to get your questions in, especially if you do have things going on in your life and you want to make sense of it, right?
the Gabriel Award winning Spirit World. I want to mention that, folks.
Thank you.
Won a Gabriel Award, which goes to the finest Catholic programs that are out there. So congratulations to you and Adam. Coming up on Monday, we're going to ask you this question. What lie has the devil tried to tell you? You might be going, what? Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, has the devil tried to tell you that you're not good enough, that you're not lovable, that you don't have the gifts and talents that it takes to do what God is calling you to do, that you're not worthy of God's blessings? These are all the questions we want to talk about. What lies has the devil tried to get you to believe, and how have you countered that in your life and shoved him away? All right, that's coming up on Monday's broadcast. Today has been Vanessa, Michael, and Rich, our show team. For Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher. I want to wish you a beautiful and blessed weekend. We pray for you all the time. Please keep us and the entire Take-Two family in your prayers. God bless.